Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, on today's broadcast, we answer the question, is the United States in Bible prophecy? We'll also look at other nations who will be included in the end of time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. Nations like those of Europe. And what about China, India, and all the nations of the Far East? The Lord will allow all of the nations of the world to gather at Jerusalem in the last days. We'll find out more about the destiny of these nations of the world today on our study. Please take your Bible and go to the book of Revelation, chapter 16.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
All the nations of the world are going to gather at Jerusalem. Every nation is going to be there. Should America be around after the seven-year tribulation period? The inference is America will be there. There's no other even suggesting any place in Scripture where America would be. Now, that's Scripture. Here's my sanctified speculation. I don't believe America's going to be around at the end of a seven-year period of time. America on the slippery slopes of moral decay, educational decay, military decay, economic decay. America who kills babies and lets sodomites play in the street, I believe God has to deal with. And when you take the backbone of this nation out of America, the body of Christ, born-again believers, when you take the backbone out, this nation on this power pedestal is going to fall. I don't believe America will even be in existence. The only reason God has blessed America is because we are the launch pad for world evangelization. Money, manpower, materials come out of America to reach the world for Christ. Another additional addition is because we've stood with the Jewish people. We come along to protect the Jewish people. But when the rapture happens, that's not going to be the case. But indeed, when we see this happening in the end of the tribulation period, if America's still around, they're going to be a part of that particular event. We're looking at the key nations. Look back here in chapter 16 and verse 12. Here's another group of nations that will come at the end times. Notice what it says in verse 12. And these are nations that we know about today. So I'm trying to give you some idea of what will happen with these nations. Look at verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that they may make way for kings of the east, that they may be prepared to come into Jerusalem as well, the kings of the east. By chapter 16 and verse 12, half of the earth's population will have been killed. The fourth seal judgment kills one-fourth. The sixth trumpet judgment kills another fourth. That means half, another third, that means half of the earth's population has been destroyed. At a present population of approximately 6.5 to 7 billion people, what are we going to have at that point in time? We'll have a group of people that half of them will be wiped out. 3.5 or 6 billion people will be taken off the earth. And so in essence, where you have over in China and India, somewhere in the area, almost 3 billion people with the two populations together, that's going to be the group of nations who are going to come in against Israel in the last days. And so we're seeing these nations. I don't have the time, but you can go to Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 to 24 and find out the revived Roman Empire will be a major player. In chapter 17 of the book of Revelation, the revived Roman Empire, and I believe we have that infrastructure in place for the revived Roman Empire, which would indeed be the European Union setting the place, putting a foundation in order to have this revived Roman Empire. But what I would like to show you is a group of nations that are most important for us to look at in light of where we are in God's prophetic timetable. Go to chapter 11 of the book of Daniel just a moment. Look at chapter 11 and verse 36. It talks about, gives us another name for the Antichrist, one of 27 names, verse 36. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. Now that's describing Antichrist. Antichrist will play a role in the beginning of the tribulation period. He's endeavoring to try to portray himself as the Messiah, so he's going to protect the Jewish people. Remember, the tribulation period, the 7 years, starts, the clock starts ticking when the Antichrist confirms a peace treaty. Daniel 9:27. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant, that's the treaty, with many, that would be the Jewish people and her neighbors who are their enemies of Israel, for 1 week. That's the 7 year period of time. So the rapture takes place. The revived Roman Empire comes into existence. The little horn out of the revived Roman Empire, one name for Antichrist, comes to power. He confirms the peace treaty and the 7 years starts. In chapter 11, we see the Antichrist, because when we look at the rest of the verses in chapter 11 from 36 to 45, we see the pronouns he, his, and him. That's replacing Antichrist. It means it's talking about the Antichrist. Then we see that he attacks the king of the north and the king of the south. That's in verse 40. And at the time of the end, that's that 7 year period of time leading up to the return of Christ. At the time of the end, shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind. Now, early on in chapter 11, I mentioned who they were. The king of the north is the king Antiochus the Great. You know where he was headquartered? Syria. The king of the south, and by the way, the scriptures here in chapter 11 says that the king of the north married the daughter of the king of the south, and the king of the south was located in Egypt. Now he set two nations in place, Syria and Egypt. They come against him. What do you mean they come against him? Well, Israel has a confirmation of a peace treaty signed by the Antichrist. And so when these nations start to attack, Syria in the north, Egypt in the south, they start to attack, Antichrist comes rushing back into the glorious Holy Land. Why? Because after he sets up this peace agreement, he goes to Rome, Italy. He puts up in place a false church headquartered in Rome, Italy. He's in charge of that church. So he's out of the land. Look at verse 41 of Daniel 11. And he shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. Now notice who he doesn't bother. He does not touch with his hand Edom, Moab, and the chief children of Ammon. You know who that is? That's modern day Jordan. He doesn't touch Jordan. He goes to the north, wipes out Syria. He comes down through Jordan. Why didn't he touch Jordan? Petra is in Jordan, where God's going to protect the Jewish people for a 3.5 year period of time at the end of the tribulation. He doesn't touch Jordan. He goes to the south. And when he gets down there, verse 42, he shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver. Notice, and all the precious things of Egypt. Now notice the next nation. And the Libyans. Syria, Egypt, Libya. First three nations that make a move against Israel. These are the nations that make them. Go to chapter 38 of Ezekiel just for a second. Just for a second. Chapter 38 of Ezekiel. It lists some other nations that will come into this coalition. Verse 2, son of man, set thy face against Gog in the land of Magog. We know that's Russia. And prophesy against Meshech and Tubal. Go to verse 6, Gomer and Togarma, that's modern day Turkey. Tayyip Erdogan wants to be the pan-Islamic leader of the world. That's where Islam stopped its spread. That's where it'll begin again. And these nations going against Israel. Look here in verse 5, Persia. Until 1936, Persia was known by the name Persia, but then in 1936, they made it three states, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan. And then it says Ethiopia, that's Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, that's modern day Libya. If I could take you to Psalm 83, you'd see Saudi Arabia and Lebanon also mentioned. These nations coming against Israel in the last days. When do they come? Look at verse 8 of chapter 38. After many days thou shalt be visited, in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations. Jews out of the nations of the world gather in Jerusalem over the last 100 years out of 108 nations, Jews living in Israel. But look what it says. And they shall be dwelling safely, all of them. Verse 11. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, to them that are at rest, dwelling safely. Unwalled villages, that's a military terminology. Ezekiel didn't know anything about F-16 marked for tanks. He didn't know anything about the Apache attack helicopter. He knew that the defense for the Jews then was a wall around the city. So he said, when they lay down their weapons, their defense, these nations attack. Do you notice the lowest common denominator among all these nations? They're Islamic. The Islamic world. Syria, Egypt, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, all ready to attack when they're dwelling safely in the land. Chapter 38, verse 18 through 39, 6 says, at that point in time, God rains hell, fire, and brimstone out of the heavenlies to wipe out the Islamic world. 9/11 was the beginning of the end. The Islamic terroristic genie released from Pandora's box. The major player up until the rapture of the church. Rapture happens, and in the first 6 months of the tribulation period, these Islamic nations gather to wipe out Israel. And God intercedes and destroys the Islamic world. Why? Because Antichrist would be putting together a false religious operation, a mother-son cult in Rome, Italy. Islam will not cooperate. It must be removed. You see, you're either a Muslim or you're a dead person. Your choice. Thus, it must be removed for God's prophetic scenario to take place. The only thing keeping this prophetic truth that I've just given you from unfolding is the rapture of the church. That's how close we are. How then ought we to live? Father, thank you for this awesome book that you've given us. An amazing book, articulate. It's accurate. It's authoritative. It speaks to the issues of today. It helps us to recognize the times in which we're living. And so, Father, I pray that you will help us to be students of the Word of God. Recognize the times in which we're living. And in light of the truths that we glean, make certain we're prepared, living pure, and productive until he comes. Let us appropriate the truths, make them applicable for our everyday life as we move eagerly towards your return, which could be at any moment. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
What an awesome thought. We're living at the time of the end, as described by the ancient Jewish prophet Daniel in Daniel chapter 11, verse 40. The nations of the Middle East are ready to attack the Jewish state of Israel right now. Again, I say, there is only one thing that must happen before these prophecies are fulfilled, and that is the rapture, which could happen at any moment, even today. Are you ready? Are you saved? If not, admit you're a sinner, like I did one day. Believe that Jesus Christ can save you, and call upon him to save you right now. If you're already saved, keep looking up. Jesus is coming, and it could be today. On next week's broadcast, we'll begin a brand new study and discuss how the Bible says that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be resolved. Right now, however, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...